And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Voters have approved Tulsa Public Schools' $414 million bond proposal. All four propositions got more than 70% of the vote. Funding will go toward building improvements, technology, transportation, and learning materials. 2021 Citizen Bond Development Committee Chair Josh Roby says the package represents what Tulsans wanted and makes a strong statement coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tulsa is going to move forward. We're going to continue to support our education, and we're going to prepare kids for beyond graduation, whether that be university or workforce.
The Tulsa County GOP opposed the bond package and in a Facebook post blamed its passage on low voter turnout. Masks are no longer a requirement at Tulsa Public Schools. School board members voted this week to immediately suspend mask requirements for adults and children at district buildings and on district transportation. Judith Barba Perez, who represents District 2, was the single no vote. She cited lower vaccination rates in the Latinx community and the fact that vaccines are not available to all children yet.
Kids are vectors. Even if they are not affected completely by the virus, like some of the studies have said, there are vectors for teachers, there are vectors for people at home.
Board President Stacy Woolley said the decision to lift the requirements is not necessarily permanent, and students and teachers can continue to wear masks if they like. Researchers excavating a mass grave in Oaklawn Cemetery say they expect to begin analyzing exhumed remains today as they attempt to determine whether or not the dozens of individuals buried there are 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre victims. Kevin Ross is a descendant of massacre survivors and the chair of the committee overseeing the search. He says once exhumed, each set of remains will be placed in a box shrouded in a black curtain.
This is not an opportunity for a photo op. This is an opportunity of respect from our community, and we are very well understanding of the importance of this time in our lives, because we want to be on the right side of history this time.
The team says the total number of confirmed burials has climbed to 27, 15 more than were uncovered during last year's excavations. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.